Anh đây. Hello and welcome to another episode of Around the EFI. I'm your host, Neil Adams. Joined, as always, are my lovely co-hosts and Rob, Mark and Abby. How are you, folks?
Sweet, mate. Well done, by the way, on that countdown. You did a good job.
Did I get there? I stopped the two on the button.
Because I knew about my mark. So much happier if you had to let that go, you know?
Yeah, it actually went to one for me. So
did it go to one? I stopped in two. Like. Yeah.
No, it stopped on two for me.
Yeah, there we are. Always overachieving.
That's it, hey.
Do try.
Joining us this week are the Causeway Gents in Matt Graham. And what's this other guy's name, Matt?
It's unofficially Peter Parker. Also officially.
Is it Peter Parker or Peter Phillips? Because me and Matt were having this conversation earlier.
We'll never know.
Phillips on the back. He goes to me, he goes, Peter Parker's joining us, and he went, no, fuck, it's Peter Phillips. And then he went, no, I'm a dickhead, it's Peter Parker.
But then I was right, it was Phillips. It's Phillips, alright? That's his band.
He's new to the team, give him a break.
Leave me alone.
He's fuck sick. He's new to the team every year, for fuck's sake.
He was an original draft.
He doesn't like being in the team longer than 3 years, am I?
More clubs than Tiger Woods. Go on, Ted.
Go ahead, Mark. You said.
No, I'm not even gonna. I'll leave that.
He wasn't wanted to bring it up. I didn't even want
to. I'll even be getting to the run of things, you know. But where did Peter Parker come from then? And don't say Spider-Man.
Are you asking me, or are you asking?
Well, you're not Peter Parker, Matt.
Oh, what was my question? My signal went.
From Peter Phillips.
Peter Parker. I was named after Spider-Man, and I hate people finding me on social media, so I always changed my name, and that's just how it's just stuck.
Oh,
I wish it was like because I had freaky. I wish it was because I had like freaky athleticism or
sticky hands,
some sort of talent, but
Or bit by a spider or something.
By a spider.
Well, I'll focus on the sticky hands, but
yeah, it was, yeah. As soon as it came out, I was like, I regret it. I didn't stop.
We'll put it down to be playing receiver. It's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Do you play right receiver, Peter Parker?
I am basically crap at everything, so they'll stick me wherever they need me. Yeah.
No, you're not. That's lies. We've seen you play, mate. You're good at what you do. Except for
one. There's one. I was asked to keep a tally of all the lies told in the show, but yeah.
Oh wow!
Nobody brings that water from the sideline better.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on quick. I'm off quick. Playing wide receiver this year, so we'll see. We'll see about the sticky hands.
Oh, we will. We'll see on Saturday. So we will. Matt Graham, where are you playing at your new club? Where's the rookie playing?
I just go where the coach tells me. I don't know any of the positions. So.
still learning the ropes,
basically D-line this year, so DTM this year.
You must have put on the beef, did you, from the last time I seen you?
Oh, I did. Well, come on, there's plenty of beef ready there.
What side are you, Matt?
You'll find it.
That's all right. I'll meet you in the trenches.
Defensive end or defensive tackle?
He said both.
Yeah.
Both. Right. So how's the training going for you at the minute, gents? Everything looking good?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think the prep has went really well. I think everybody's just kind of itching to get going for the first game. To be fair.
Are you looking forward to
CSU? One of the later first. Starts of the season, everyone else has been playing. We've been sitting watching everything happen on Instagram and Facebook, and we've not had the chance to get a pitch yet.
I'd love to have started later, Peter. So much later.
It must be good getting your first game on the Saturday, because it means you're going to have a bevy afterwards and then not have to worry about working on Monday. You can do it off on the Sunday, so it's not too bad.
I'm right.
You can actually go and watch a game. Do you just get the day off the next day, or do you just have to go to training on the Sunday?
I haven't asked the question. I'm afraid to ask the question.
Don't ask it. Plausible deniability.
Yeah, I'll wait. Yeah, 6 or 7 pints deep. I'll ask the question.
Dutch courage. Fucking. I'm going to ask him, boys. I swear. I'm going to ask him.
I suppose it depends on how well you perform on Saturday.
Yeah.
If you get the result you want, you know, coach might be a little bit happier about you skipping a training session. Whereas if you get
a little chicken,
then that'll be straight back to the drawing board.
No training on Saturday then, or on Sunday. It'll be sweet.
That's it. Yeah. He's got the win.
Yeah.
If he's get that win and he's get the day off, surely he's going to go here, boys. Go you out and enjoy yourselves. But if he's
that's not motivation, I don't know what is.
100%. Yeah. Go out and get black lads and just have a nice wee hangover on Sunday. Get yourself
nothing better going to Kiwis and having wings and beer after a game.
I do like a nice wings and beer session, mate, to be fair. I'm a simple man.
As we all do.
Yeah, I'm a simple man.
As you can tell.
Funny.
Abby, did you hear what he said about you?
No.
He said that we all like beer and wings.
Huh? Eh?
That again,
I said repeat yourself so Abby can hear you go.
Yeah, go on.
I just said, based off of 3/4 of the original cast,
he's going back. He says that we all look like we enjoy our beer and wings. Abby,
I mean, he's probably not wrong.
We do
got to agree. You can only see my top half, it's fine.
Smick says wings and whiskey.
That's a better combination.
You boys love the whiskey, don't you? Mark and Rob. I just have to
be partial to a glass or two, yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey and Rob.
Guys, Vapors. You looking forward to it? Are you going to win?
Yep.
Wee buns, Peter. Love it.
We have to be pretty confident on our ability, like, to be fair. You know, Peter would agree, the amount of work that we put in for the last 4 or 5 months has been phenomenal. I think going into this game, we have to have confidence that we're going to get a win. Like, I'm not saying we're going to walk over anybody in this league, but we have to have confidence that we're going to, you know, lay down a marker at least to get people to give us a wee bit of respect going into D1.
That's what Gokwan always says. It's all about the confidence. Like, it's all about the confidence. what about your new guys from? Any new guys that you were speaking about? Bar Matt, obviously. Yeah. Peter?
Yeah, we've got a couple of people this season. Like, we've got Tyler coming over. He's obviously got SBC experience and stuff. He's been great in training sessions. A really good mind for stuff. Sees the game really well. He's been able to coach us up on defense, give a lot of good advice. And he's loud in the best ways. And we got Liam McNally joining us this season. Again, really experienced, tons of play under his belt, really good mind for it. And
where's Liam McNally from?
Loud.
Louth?
Oh.
From Louth?
You kicked me out.
No, your Wi-Fi kicked you out.
Mavericks.
Mavericks, right. So he's coming all the way from Louth?
Yeah, the weather's better.
What? Near the coast?
Did he move up the sort of Korean direction, northwest, or what happened?
No, he's not there permanently, no. We've got a wee caravan on the edge we like to stay in, but that's just between me and him.
Fair enough.
Nice. He's having a new quarterback as well, don't you?
You got Nathan Chapman playing quarter. He's an OG giant.
I thought you just had a guy from England come over to play.
Yeah.
You seen him tossing balls.
Played in the semi final for his last year against Pirates, no?
In your training sessions? In your training sessions, he was tossing the ball about.
Oh, Nate's been helping the team flat out. He came over camp. I mean, he's just mad talented, and he's been coaching over in England for a long time. Really great success in youth teams and everything. So he came over for camp, was helping us out. We had Sam Fenton from NFL Academy come over. We had a couple guys from come over. They've been on CFL combines and stuff over there for that. They're like tons of guys with great experience came over and helped us. So you saw Nate slinging the ball and camp, and damn right you'll get him in a jersey if he's free any weekend.
Right, so he isn't really going to be playing for you just if he's free?
Well, I'm sure if we can get him over for games, absolutely. I'd have every hope that he comes over and plays for us, but I suppose it's just, I mean, he's down in our team, he's part of the squad as far as we're concerned, so fingers crossed we can get him over for.
And will it be quarterback he's playing, or does he play other positions?
I mean, I'm sure Nate can play any position and do it better than most of us. So, but wow. Who knows? He's a big guy. I'm sure if he wants to run headfirst into someone, he can do that too.
I can well believe it. And what about Jake McCoy? Is he still your running back?
Jake McCoy is going to be RB1 of this division.
Nice.
That's a big shout.
He is a good running back, though. The only time I've seen him, he is very, very good.
There's a few cracking running backs in our division this year.
There is indeed, as Around the FI put up a post earlier in the week. If anyone's seen
it. Oh, no.
With Jake McCoy on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The angry Scotsman sees that as just competition. He sees four names above him and he sees four targets, so we'll see how he gets on.
I love that.
Yeah, you said a wee bit about your the camp there. Now, I'd seen a few pictures of it there, I mean, a week's back. How did that go, or what was that all about? You're next to the only team I've seen posting anything about a camp. So what was it like? How did it go?
Yeah, I mean, I did camp. We did camp last year. Head coach is coming and really sort of pushed the emphasis of off-season work, really trying to get our heads in the right space before we even... before we're close to the season. So he gets us going, then he gets to the camp to get us locked in. He brings over a lot of guys every season to try and get us trained up. And this year he really outdid himself, pulled in all his contacts and managed to get us a ton of guys. It was Matt's first camp experience, I think, with us. So
yeah, it was a different level, to be fair. I know, Mark, you were saying that you don't see a lot of people posting up around our league with camp, but the guys that Conan and Nate brought over for the training camp was ridiculous in terms of the experience that they have, in terms of trying to bring the players we have up another level. And getting everybody to buy in, I think that was the main thing from the camp, was that, you're staying away with a group of lads and then having that level of coaching that's only going to bring you on further whenever it comes to actual league time. And as Peter says, this is my first time doing it, and I would highly recommend that it's done around the league, because it's so beneficial for every player.
And what's Conan like as a coach? Just having that experience from around the UK and everywhere, and coaching youth and everything, what's he like as a coach to have there? Like,
I mean, from my own experience, it's great having a coach who knows so much about the sport. It's great having a coach who's got an understanding, who's got that experience, and has everything there that he could coach a team really well. But the sort of the best part of having Conan as a coach is he's actually able to communicate it. There's guys in the league that know a lot about the sport, but maybe wouldn't be coaches because they can't get across, they don't have the temperament, whatever. You can see the coach is, he's just driven from the side that he just wants to see the team do well, and he's really great at breaking down every single position, breaking down what he wants from the team in different, scenarios. So his actual ability to coach up to his knowledge is incredible.
Yeah, I think the big benefit of having Conan as a coach, Conan's very much like a goal driven. So everything he's trying to put across to the players is like purposeful, if that makes sense. Where he's doing things to achieve an end goal, and definitely since I've spoke to him about coming to the Giants and then even training, it's ridiculous the amount that he knows and how he relays that across to get everybody again to buy in. It's very good,
Yeah, I think even from, he comes over and he's pushing obviously camps. Camps are one massive step for the team. And then the amount of work he's done in trying to push Like, he did a lot of work and made a lot of efforts to try and get a joint Division 1. Because obviously last season, Division 2, he ended up with three teams. It's just not good for anyone. So he pushed for that. He's pushing for, you know, film of games to be shared between teams and everything. I think as much as he wants the Giants to push forward and succeed, I think a lot of what he does is really trying to see the whole league elevated.
Yeah, because we're in a group chat with him, and he is pushing for the tape to be shared. So he is. Unfortunately, we don't have any tape for him. As you know, Matt, we don't have a camera yet. But we will be torturing you. We'll be torturing you for tape, though. That'd
I don't
be
think
nice.
We've got any.
What? You will have some for the Vipers. We'll have a look at that Vipers tape.
So you have that, was it Aspire Media or something like that? That media company that's always at your games?
Yeah.
They are flying.
Right, we'll just get them a wee shout. No, Conan will. If we were asked Conan, Conan would give it a sit. There's no issue there. Like, Conan's a good lad. I like Conan. He is a very accommodating man. He's very good. Very good that way.
I think Peter Neal ahead. He wants to develop the whole league. To be fair to Conan, he wants to see the league get better. And, you know, the league deserves to have a better quality. You can't just be stagnant all the time. You need to be looking to improve.
Yeah. It's the way, like, where you're thinking, like, archaic sort of way, you know, like where you're like, I'm not giving tape, not showing them what we're doing, not showing them what we're doing. If they wanted to come up, they can come up and friggin' watch or whatever, you know what I mean? That's the whole olden day, is that a word?
Yeah.
Talk.
There's been a massive stride forward in the league as a whole from COVID, to be honest. You know, technology, videos of games, even the quality of plays increased massively. So yeah, it's only way is up at the minute for the AFI.
It's just one of those sticky subjects, though, isn't it? Because every team isn't going to want to share everything. And let's be honest, you know, a lot of the plays that we have are quite tactically sound, so you don't want to give the advantage to other teams. But I do see, definitely see the need of everybody supplying a bit of tape. Maybe not your best plays, but just something to see what our league's all about. As you say, it's all about our league.
I think if you even strip it back. Strip it back a level, it's not just for reviewing other teams, but reviewing yourselves. Like, one big benefit that a team can have is like a classroom session after a game. You might you did really well in a few plays, but whenever you watch it back, you're, oh God, actually maybe I didn't do so well.
I mean, at the end of the day, every single team in the NFL is recorded, and every single team has access to that.
Exactly.
And it doesn't stop the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. So, like...
Exactly, and it's all on TV as well. So if you want to see something, you can see it. So there's no point trying to hide, you know, what you're doing, because it's just stupid. It's just, I'm trying to think of the word, old and timey, whatever way you want.
Old and timey.
I can't even think of the word.
Old fashioned.
I'm trying to think of it.
Old fashioned. Not even old fashioned. You know what I mean? Like caveman type thinking. Whatever. It's stupid. You know what I mean? We need a share tape. You know what I mean? Even if, because like people that can't, there's teams obviously out there that can't afford tape, ourselves included, you know, to make tape and shit like that there. So like, if somebody shares tape with us, we're more looking for us, if you know what I mean, for our mistakes, so that we can look and say, here, boys, come on, we're going to do this. I noticed this in this tape. Here's a load of clips of you not doing your fucking job, basically. Do you know what I mean? And this is how you can improve this. So I can see what you're doing, stop doing that, do this instead, and things like that there, you know what I mean? It's to help your own team, not just more looking to say, oh Jesus, they do that play, we may account for that. Obviously that's into it as well, but
you need to get the phone out in our training. Someone has a dead battery at the end of every session, just take out the videos of what we're doing.
Like we'd film all our training, watch it back, and obviously you're not learning anything about another team whenever you're training against your own players, but we watch it back and see where people slipped up or where you're making mistakes, because the easiest way to see it is on film. We had the joint scrimmage against the Knights that we filmed, both teams filmed, and we watched it back, and you know, we're not playing the Knights this season, but it's a great opportunity for us to see how, you know, our players and how different the defensive and offensive plays that we drawn up, how they actually worked when you're thrown in against a team you don't know. So film's great for that. It's great.
100%. It is on our wish list. So it is. Smick says, if teams wanted to record it, nothing's stopping them going to the games and doing it anyway. So there's no point in not sharing film.
Great point.
Which is, League development and team development needs to be on everyone's minds, which is obvious. Like, you know, you need, yeah, need to be making sure the league's growing as well. But we're going to go on to people's questions, gents. We've just a couple here. We're going to go through them with you, and then we're going to maybe talk a wee bit about, you know, Matty's chance and all, and losing Shaquan Barkley and stuff. Does anyone want to go first before we...
I'll just ask the first one there from Big Stu Wiley. What do you think is the Giants' strongest position group or positional group this season? The both of you, by the way.
I'll answer that first, Peter. I think it's the receivers this year.
I right. thought 100% going to say D-line.
No, 100%. Yeah. Some of the guys that we have. I'm not talking about that.
What do you say, Peter? You weren't definitely going to say D-line?
I thought he was going to say D-line. I was ready for a fight.
What's so special about your receivers this year?
It was obviously Spidey's one of them, like, but I think the guys that we have in the receiver core this year is going to be one to watch, you know, in our games. I don't want to reveal too much. I'm very confident in the guys that we have.
See, this is what I'm talking about, because there was, you don't want to reveal too much. Why?
Oh, well, you know, we have, you've seen Tony McCluskey, obviously, from last season.
So is Tony playing both sides of the ball, or what way is that working?
At the moment,
Tony is a phenomenal linebacker.
Yes.
And we all know that. And is there going to put him in a wide receiver as well, or is that just, is that his new position?
I think it's going to be primarily to be playing receiver this season. So we've got Tony, we've got Spidey, we've also got a brother of Tony's coming to play this season as well, which who's quite very talented as well. So that's the name three. But yeah, I'd be very confident in those guys, you know, being able to deliver for us in game days.
I think the receivers, we just put a lot of effort into the receiving core this season. But the big part as well is, like, we've got good running backs, we've got, you know, we've got those offensive weapons in the skill positions. But they're all interchangeable. What we're aiming for is everyone to be able to know the entire playbook the whole way through and do whatever you're needed to do in the game. So whichever way the quarterback looks or whichever way the play goes, you've got a weapon there that you can be confident in, you know.
So Peter, you did play cornerback, didn't you?
Yep.
If I remember yep. correctly. Is that, that's been the last since the Giants have been about, hasn't it?
Cornerback. I always started corner. I started corner because the first ever training session of football I ever showed up to, I was skinny, and they said, we've got too many wide receivers, so you're a corner.
Well, you see, this is what I was going to ask. Did you learn to catch the ball in these 4 or 5 years since then? Because it was like, literally, you go, that guy looks like a wide receiver, throw a ball at him, drops it, cornerback.
Yeah, it was genuinely, we played last season, and I had to go on this wide receiver when we were playing the Pirates, and I was awful at catching. I couldn't do it. The ball was thrown my way. I caught it and realized I was in the end zone. I didn't actually even realize it was there. And then as soon as I realized it was in my hands, I was like, oh, it's as easy as that. And all of a sudden, it's you can do it. There's definitely a mind. There's like a mental block against it whenever you're a DB, because it comes to your way so rarely that you get overexcited when it comes your way.
Well, I suppose it's just getting used to being in the helmets and pads. And then you're obviously now confident in the helmets and pads and playing, you know, because you've done it for so long now that you're just like, aye, throw me in there. Elliot, work away. The wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I played DB the whole time, so I kind of learned wide receivers from watching people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I figured out what they did that didn't work. I just ran
exactly.
away. I just do everything they didn't.
Yeah, you know how to get away from a quarterback now.
I'm so totally with you, mate. Catching the ball is not as easy as it looks. Now, catching a player with the ball is a little bit easier. I mean, we were fucking about at the end of the training session there on Sunday, and decided to play a little bit of flag. Now, the ball was placed right here. I had it in my hands, and I still fucking dropped it.
I thought you caught it. No?
No, I fucking dropped it.
Was that was for the extra point to in flag? wasn't it?
I've seen Mark drop an easy touchdown on the 1 yard line. Like, so,
what team is that against?
Well, it was against the Giants.
He felt bad that day.
It was a fumble too, and there was no one near him, and he just fumbled it to the sideline.
Just dropped it. He just dropped it.
Actually, the call was I never gathered the ball. So I didn't drop it, I just never gathered it.
Would you just stare at it?
Anyway, moving on, what's the next question?
No, he tried to pick it up and just sort of...
I'll go to the next one. We've got a wee question on here from Instagram before it gets out of my wee chat here just. Because we've got Mick McCaff. Does Peter have an OnlyFans?
I do, and he's already got the link. I don't know why he's asking. There's two subscribers. It's him and then his other email whenever he got logged out of his account.
From his new account that he got banned from.
Oh, God.
Is it discount for all team members, is it?
No, we had to pay extra.
is that why you left then, Matt? Is that what the story was?
No, because he got cheaper when he found for beer.
Yeah.
That's built into
the that was the sign-on bonus, so...
You get a free subscription to Peter's OnlyFans.
You need to get a massive influx of players after
that. Sign me up. Go ahead, Albie.
Right, so this is the same person, Stu Wiley. So I'll ask Matt this one. What two teams are you most and least looking forward to playing against this season?
Most looking forward to is probably just going to be this Vipers game on Saturday, to be fair. You know, first game of the season is always the one you're buzzing for the most. It sets the marker for how the season's going to go. So, yeah.
It seems to be everybody's answer to that question these days. Like, the first one.
Yeah, and then the least is probably going to be the Rhinos, I would have to say.
What? We didn't get fucking a look in on either of them.
You know, the main thing for me is I played the Rhinos with the Jets before, and I've always been given a fair doing against them. So I'm not saying that that's going to be the same this year, but it's going to be certainly a challenge against them.
Don't you worry, you'll be getting a fair doing, all right, mate.
I hope he's playing right end. That's all I'm saying. Come at me, Matt. Come at me.
And what about you, Peter?
I mean, to take stay up on the challenge, I'm looking forward to playing the Razorbacks. I mean, everyone knows what, you know, their head coach and what the team's built over the last few years. Razorbacks have really come on a long way. And I think their development's been another good sign of the way things are going in this league, in this division and everything. So I'm looking forward to seeing them because... Yeah, I know we were in Division 2 last season, but the sort of effort they're putting in is something that, you know, I like to think the Giants sort of equate to. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how the teams have come along since the last time we would have played, maybe 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah, both of these are completely different teams since the last time he's played, I would say. Like. And what
Plus,
team
I'd take a rep. I'd take a rep on defense just to try and pick off a pass for Stu. Like.
Jesus, how tall are you?
Even if he is 7 foot.
How can you jump?
He's taller, he's faster, he's bigger. Yeah, everyone likes him.
he's also a beautiful basket too, like.
there's no team I'm not looking forward to playing. Like, I'm just really excited to play them all, but at the same point, I think the one I'm definitely sort of, I think it'll take a lot more effort and it'll take a lot more prep for Cowboys. It has to be, you know, they're a phenomenal team. I know some of the guys on the team and they're a great team. You saw what their players did in the first game. Quarterback looks brilliant. So I think in terms of ones I'm going to have to take, you know, not that you don't take any of them seriously, but the one that we're definitely going to have to put in a lot of work for is probably the Cowboys.
Yeah, this weekend's going to answer a lot of questions. From the Mavs and the Cowboys, like.
It's a big game, that.
Yeah.
Right, I suppose I'll go for the next question then.
Sure.
So this is actually from one of your teammates, to see if you can guess who it is. He says, is it true that Peter once won Mr. Rear of the Year NI?
I don't think I missed that question.
You missed that.
So it stated, is it true that Peter once won Mr. Rear of the Year NI?
Yeah, but it was under an alias, so it's never actually been accredited to me.
What do you mean? So you just randomly send somebody a picture of your butt and put it at somebody else's name?
There's competitions for everything these days. I think it was like win a free gift basket of Dove skincare or something, and I fired it in. Next thing you know.
So is this picture
online? Now you're going to have to show us your ass here to see what the crack is.
I'm wearing pants.
Literally.
What's the color?
I put my egg in that year.
Just a wee bit of spandex. Are you wearing spandex?
You know what the worst thing is as well? You can't even figure out which one of them asked that question.
Can you now?
No,
your lovely QB, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, there you go. Because I was going to list off several perverts on the team, but he was definitely...
we'll throw him under the bus straight away.
This one's from Tyler. Does Peter double knot his shoelaces and gives a +5 RAC rating?
Yeah, I do now.
I want you to explain that to me as well.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I said about Tyler coming from SBC and having great experience and everything, it's not all necessarily useful experience. He'll be lined up against you at DB, and can guarantee if he sees a single knot at least, he's going for it. He wants you tripping over your own feet on the line.
I didn't even know people still single knotted their laces.
What?
Matt advertises this. I don't have any. That wound me up every fucking week.
Every referee, you need your laces. No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
How you don't trip over your feet, boy? I don't know.
You need to move to trip over your feet.
Maybe that's what led to me knocking you out on that pitch that day,
mate. I forgot that. Tripped, didn't you?
What happened?
When Mark knocked him unconscious, the running back of the QB went for a tackle and spat Mark.
This is another Jets Giants game, by the way, because Nathan got out of the way and Mark headbutted me.
Were you not on the same team?
Yes.
Mark knocked
Mark. He
got him away.
Damn. Just make sure you do it next time, Mark. You're allowed to do it properly this time.
Can't wait.
Mark's a wee center. He's a softy. All centers are softy.
Oh no, he didn't.
Cannot wait to see you on the
Matt
pitch.
Is playing defensive tackle.
And Stevie's not, Matt. If he goes the right end, I'll go center mid. You go left tackle, Mark. Yeah.
Will you take him for me, Matt? Thanks.
No. You take him. I'll let you get at him. If he's playing right end.
He's big and scary.
Yeah, big and scary.
So what's the +5 RAC rating? What's that mean?
It's to do with Madden, mate. It's a rating of Madden.
See, I don't play Madden. I need to do that. But then I have kids, so I'm not allowed to play computer games.
Guarantee it. No, if Matt tied his laces from the start, he'd probably be a wide receiver too.
Skinnier?
No, he wouldn't. We've seen Matt try and catch the ball. No, no.
Even when I first started, that was still about 4 stone ago. So that's never going to happen.
You did get that interception once, though.
Yeah.
And you had to run 95 yards to the house.
Well, then we had to fucking give him fucking CPR afterwards.
Yeah, I died. Like,
I had to get CPR looking at him.
Anybody, there's another two questions if anyone wants to do them.
Okay, well,
I'll go for one. This one's from Dean JK123, and it's Giants win on Saturday? ?
Yeah.
Yes.
He knows it too.
Have you seen the Vipers tape? Do you have it?
Hmm? Games are filmed, and we've seen, you know, we've seen plays from them. We sort of trained with the Vipers.
We did a joint scrimmage, you know, back in February time. Like, so, not that they would have been revealing all their cards, like, but you know,
if I remember correctly, the Vipers had a really, really good running back, and he got injured in the first couple of plays. I don't know if he's out for your game or anything, but I heard he was out for the whole of the Cowboys game. But he was like one of those ones that everybody thought he was going to be really, really good this year. I don't know if he's out for the season. I never really seen what the crack was there, but I don't know if he's out for your game. But
to be fair to the Viper, I think we're going to treat it as they're going to be at full strength anyway, but I think they're a team that's going to develop as the games go on, because I think they do have a lot of rookies coming in. So I'd say as they get more game experience, they'll be a good team.
Well, you see, the good thing about the Vipers is they concentrate on youth a lot, which is really, really good. You know what I mean? They have a youth team, so it's basically like a wee conveyor belt for them, which is good. And a good couple of players apparently came up from the youth system. So we will see some new Vipers, but they will already know the Vipers, the way the Vipers way, basically. You know, so, but they'll just be young. You know, but I'm near sure they have a couple of Wolfhounds on their team.
They do. I think they have three our youth Wolfhounds playing for them, so.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
Next one from Wilson. He's the center for the Razorbacks. He says, can anyone on the team drive a bigger rig than Callum? And by Callum, he means Carl. I don't know what that means either.
I mean,
you must do, Peter.
Yeah. I know he drives
a rig.
He drives a what?
He drives trucks, big lorries.
See, I think because Wilson drives a bus, you see.
It's pretty much the most masculine thing you can pull up into a game.
Is that what he does? He comes up in a truck?
I'm sure if he could, he'd pull up right in the 50-yard line.
Nice.
That would be hard to get by.
Tierna Mac says, Matt loves spandex.
He clearly knows you.
Tierna Mac? You don't know who Tierna Mac is?
Oh, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Your face doesn't say very good about it. So, Pierce Doyle is your biggest fan, she says, as well. I don't know who Pierce Doyle is.
He came to the Jets years ago for like one trial session. He's a cousin of Connor Punter.
Well, then that means he's mental.
Yeah.
Right. That's them all. That's all our questions. Now what we're going to do is we're going to get your
massive list of fixtures,
mate, because week 3, and if anybody thinks that we're not on week 4, or is mental, last week was week 3, and it was a bye week. You know what I mean? You can't just skip a week whenever the season starts. We're in week 4. I'm sticking to that, and that's what's happening.
I feel like that you've got an issue with that, then.
That Jimmy English one. See that Jimmy English one? He watches everything we do, and then bloody comments under once he finds a mistake. And he's like, oh, did we skip a week? No, we didn't skip a week, mate, last week. No, Jimmy English. You would think it was Mark. Just finding mistakes. No mistake. Last week was a bye week, which was week 3 is a bye week. And then week 4 is now we're playing games again.
This is a real nerve that you've been just touched.
Oh, mate, he cuts my nerves off and shocking.
Neil, who is
your preacher? Who is it?
It's another podcast from Ireland.
Right, okay. So, you're preaching to the converted here, mate. You're right.
I know I'm right. I know.
Yeah, bye week still counts as a week like it does in the NFL.
Exactly, in the NFL. Exactly.
It's the week.
He's not just give up on a week and go, no, that week didn't count. We're on week three. No, the fucking week four.
I'm glad this hasn't affected your day, though, mate.
It has. It's really hard, mate. You know what I mean? I sat awake last night fucking going, that Carol Baskins. Anyway, where are we at? Mark.
Yes, sir.
Rob and Abby. And Matt and Peter. Right. First game. UCD against the Admirals. Who have you got, Matt?
I'm going to go for UCD. Thank you.
Any particular reason? Would you like to elaborate on why you think that?
Well, last year's, what I've been up to right and saying, last year's SBC bowl game team against the Admirals. I know the Admirals had a first, the first game was pretty good. But I still think UCD
The Admirals drew 24-24 with the Vikings, who were beat 38-0 by the Trojans last week.
Not last week, in week two.
Sorry, because last week was week three.
I see that. I all that talk, you just deleted that week.
So, yeah, I'm going to stick with my decision with the UCD.
So you're going with UCD. Peter? I can't say your name without trying to go Peter Griffin.
Peter. Peter.
Do you know what, as well, there's going to be so many people on my team that are going to be so happy about that. We had, the first camp we had. I didn't sleep the whole first night. There was one guy decided he'd point that out, and it just kept, it'd be like 4 in the morning, and I'd hear from the far side of the hall,
"Hey, Peter."
Haunted me. But UCD.
That would be me! Hey, Peter! Peter!
UCD.
Any particular reason?
God. They just had continuous success for the past few years. Unless I'll just brush over their result in the first game out. I mean, it's just, they look like a team to beat.
Yeah. UCD look good at the minute. Taking on the Rebels. Getting rid of their undefeated thingy. What do you call it? Run?
Right. Undefeated regular season record, I suppose.
Yeah, well, they've been undefeated there for the past, what, many games?
What was, what, 8 regular? 2 playoffs, so 10, yeah.
Yeah, so UCD ends it. Admirals drew with the Vikings with a new quarterback who could be very, very well. But I'm going to go UCD too. Mark.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted UCD to win last year, so I'm with them this year. Let's go UCD.
You have had a soft spot for UCD ever since that first game in Ravenhill, haven't you?
I know. I want the underdogs to win, mate.
But they're not underdogs.
They're not underdogs, mate.
They're favourites for the fucking division, man.
Yeah. Against the Rebels, they were.
They're not playing the Rebels.
Yeah. What about last year, you dick?
What are you talking about? Jesus Christ. Rob, go next before he starts talking more shite.
Talking balls, man.
No, UCD, yeah, no, 100%. They're confident. Beat Rebels. I don't see them losing the Admirals.
Abby?
UCD, because obviously I had them in the first week.
Yeah, you had them to beat the Rebels.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? So, and I had them top of my rankings as well. So obviously
You had them to win the division and all too. See? Beginner's luck and all that, carry on.
What's the lottery numbers this week, Abby?
Gotta keep that to myself, I'm afraid.
Worth a shot.
If they're anything like her picks for the Cheltenham, don't be listening to her.
You didn't listen to me the second.
Next game. Vikings against the Rebels. Matt, let's go, big dog.
I'm gonna go Rebels for that one. I think Rebels are just gonna be too strong for the Vikings.
Peter.
Yeah, I'm going to change it up and go Rebels. I think if there's any man who's going to come back from a a first game loss, especially against a rival like UCD. If any man's going to come back angry and put on a performance, it's Ty Henry.
The show. Yeah, I'm going to go Rebels as well. 100%. Ty's not going to let that slide. Like,
I feel sorry for what he's probably put them through in the last couple of weeks after that defeat, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the Vikings.
Yeah, and I'm Rebels as well, boys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rebels as well. I don't even need to justify it.
Yeah, so I'm going Rebels as well. So there we go, full house.
Yeah, boy. Next game, Knights against the Panthers. I'm hoping to go see this one, you know.
I will be seeing it.
My mate Rob's going to be refereeing it.
Can't wait. Who is? Very excited.
Yeah. Matt, who you got in this one?
Just purely based off my knowledge of the Panthers wouldn't be great. And, you know, we've done our joint scrimmage with the Knights there a few weeks ago. Like, they do look like they're motoring along rightly. So I think I'm going to go with the Knights for this game.
Data.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't have like a great knowledge of the Panthers. I think they changed a lot since I've been them. So I think our team's changed quite a bit. Whereas we've actually had the scrimmage with the Knights, and they all seem dead on enough. So for the sake of decent enough guys, I'll go for the Knights.
So the reason you think the Knights are going to win because they're sound.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
A pound.
Yeah,
good
the Knights. We had Knights. We had Knights at our Super Bowl night, so we did, and they were sound. They were pretty sound. They weren't very good at ping pong, beer pong.
That was the guy wearing the Patriots.
We not beat them. Me and you beat them, Rob, didn't we?
I can't remember. Maybe
Rob's a legendary beer pong player. Like, to be fair,
no, mate, crap, he's so don't bring shit. It up. He's so overrated, mate. He is so shit at beer pong. Like, I had to do everything for him. Like, and then he goes, "But I got two shots at the end," and I'm like. So two shots out of
I got the last every single one.
Other
no,
one.
No, you didn't. Talking shades. Talking balls. Sorry.
I got to go to Panthers. Boys, I'm sorry, because Panthers are my dark horse. From the moment that I started the Jets, I heard a lot about Owen O'Sullivan. And he was going to Brazil. He was going places to coach. Going all over the world to coach. And I heard a lot about him. And see, as soon as I heard it, he was going to Panthers with Finn Carnes. I was like, nah, this is going to be something good's going to be happening here. You know what I mean? Because from what I know from the Panthers is they were basically player coaches, and now they've got a head coach in who has a ton of experience. And I think they're going to be a dark horse for this league this year. So I'm going with the Panthers. Marcus.
How the fuck do I follow that?
Just pick a team.
By picking a team.
No, I mean, I'm going Panthers, like, but fuck me. Yeah, Panthers, they came in clutch for that week one win, so let's go Panthers.
Robert?
I'm on Panthers. Don't need to justify it. You justified it. It's fine.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Don't let him speak for you, mate.
He did. It's fine.
Abatha?
I'm going Knights because Curtis and I have our thing where we just disagree with everything that you three say. So.
But you just agreed with us in the last two.
You can't get your back up.
No, I'd have gone. No. I don't have to justify myself.
No, you could have just said because the Knights are sound, and you didn't go that way.
Okay, sorry.
That
okay, must, the
you
are sound.
Obviously think
go.
The Knights aren't even that sound.
No, I do. I do actually. Actually, I do.
I spoke to like three of them, and they seem dead on, like, so.
Yeah, exactly.
They just seem dead on. You don't know if they are dead on.
There
you go. I spoke to three of them. See, they have three. They were sound. See, the other guys that ignored me didn't get to speak to them.
Out of curiosity, is Bestie back playing, or has he done that?
Bestie's retired, have you not?
No, he wasn't. Sure. He was with the Knights, anyway.
Was he at the Knights training, was he?
No.
No, he retired because I was trying to poach that guy.
What a player.
He's such a player. I love that guy.
Such a player.
I love him. Where are we at? Now, we're not going to ask you about the Giants against the Vipers because that would be redundant. But we're going to ask us. I'm not just saying this because you are here, but I do think you are going to win. so do.
Why?
Because of sticky fingers there.
Stop saying that, please.
If that's the next nickname, I'm happy enough with it.
No, I don't know yet what you've got. I want to. I'm hoping to go up to see you play on Saturday. But I just think these will have too much for the Vipers, to be fair. So I'm going to pass it on to Mark because I don't want to say too much. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be in your corner as well on Saturday as well, guys. Let's go Giants.
Robert?
Yes. Lynn?
Who would you?
Nah, to be fair. I think it's going to be a close enough game. But I do think at the minute, as far as I'm aware from the Vipers camp, they have a lot of rookies. And I think I said this a couple of weeks ago. It takes, no matter whether you've been in the Wolfhounds as a youth player or just in the youth setup, the level of physicality between the youth setup and the adult setup is just different. It's far and beyond. I just think based on the fact that the Giants have that many guys that have been in the league for that long, I reckon the Giants have it too.
Well, see at the start there, I honestly thought you were going to go the other way.
Because you
had that sadistic look in your face where you were going to go, I'm going to be mean here, guys.
No.
Abatha, you're going to go against us because obviously...
No, I'm going to
Here we go.
I have my reason. Where's my reasoning? The Giants, they were the first team to follow me on Instagram.
There you go.
That's a good enough reason, isn't it, really?
That is a pretty good reason, yeah. Did the Vipers follow you?
I don't know.
See?
Not too sure.
Giants stood out to you, as you see, so...
They followed me before the Jets did, actually.
I am in charge of the Jets' social media, so that's why. That would have just been creepy.
That's a shocker. Shocking.
So I'm just gonna assume that you're gonna pick Giants, guys. Unless you wanna shout quickly to say you're gonna pick the Vipers or anything.
They nodded at the beginning, didn't they?
We have the Crusaders against the Rhinos. Matthew.
That's another good game.
I know it's gonna be such a good game. It's so many good games this weekend.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Crusaders and Rhinos played last year, but the Crusaders not beat the Rhinos last year?
They did, yeah. By one score.
So, based off of that, I think I'm going to go with Crusaders, just off of last year's results. I think, keep it to the same way.
Crusaders. Peter?
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. Just Crusaders. Simply because of history there.
I'm just saying, the Rhinos did get a lot of Pirates players.
I'm gonna stick with Crusaders.
Thanks for letting us know.
Cool. I'm gonna go Crusaders too.
God,
so after that, you went Crusaders as well. After that statement,
Matt, I'll message you after. I'm going to go Crusaders, and I'll tell you why, because I had Rhinos to win the division, right? And because I think they're dark horses too, but Wello was now at Crusaders, and I didn't know that before I picked the Rhinos to win the division. And also, I didn't know that fucking Jordan Farrell was going out to start running and shit, and that boy doesn't run like. Do you know what I mean? So... He's now running places. So if you've got Wello, who's a running back, one of the best running backs in Ireland, is now in Division One. It's going to be scary. Like it's going to be a scary team, Crusaders this year. Like so, and Crusaders friggin' have ex players that are way off in Germany, way off and friggin' playing for the NFL Academy. There's ones that are going to friggin' college. College football, play for college football. You know what I mean? You can't knock them. I'm going Crusaders. Mark, go on, follow that, biatch.
I'm just gonna go off of the very nice chat that we had with them last week. I like them, Crusaders.
They're sound.
Sound is a pound. This is boring.
Peter's going to get a new nickname in this group.
We're just doing full sweeps here. You know, we've literally no one's gone any different for ages other than Abby, done twice, I think. But I'm going to have to go Crusaders too.
Stop picking copying us, Robert.
Picking up Wellows, just like brilliant. Jordan, as you know yourself, I said it last week, he's got a cannon of an arm on him. Great QB. Yeah. And he's running now. What?
I know. What the fluff like. So, a fit Jordan Farrell. Imagine.
He doesn't even need to as well in the backfield. He doesn't need to run, but he chose to.
Yeah. It's gonna be good to see.
Yeah.
Abby.
You're all ruining it for me. I'm going to Crusaders.
You can't have to go against us.
Do you know what? We'll just make Curtis.
The opposite. Curtis will be like, pick my choices for me, so you can just pick all the opposites and him and he'll end up winning.
I will 100% do that. So you're going Crusaders as well. Why? Because they're sound?
Yeah. Literally, that was going to be my answer, because obviously, like, yeah. Because they were the ones that were on last week, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they seem like nice chaps. So.
They are. They're very nice chaps. I love having them on. They're always good crack. Mm. Cowboys against the Mavs. This is going to be like who wins the league or some sort of carry on. Like, I'm not going to say both of them are, you know, like, there's a lot of people that can win this division. But this is like who's who. This is going to answer a lot of questions for a lot of people. Matthew, I'm going to give you the floor.
It's a very tough one to try and pick. Yeah. Obviously, the Cowboys, that first game against the Vickers, probably a big score, but is that more down to Cowboys coming down from SBC? And usually you do see that with an SBC team where they tend to dominate maybe teams that are around the lower end of the Division 1. But then we all know the talents of the Mavericks as well, like with a team that's just ridiculously good regardless of the numbers that they have. So
yeah,
but I think that's just based off of SBC experience, I'll go with the Cowboys for this one. Is Peter Loughran up there for me in as well? So
yeah, Peter Loughran's now the quarterback for them, and also Greg Loughran is now back as head coach,
so yeah, that'll be a big bonus for him. Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, I think was 83 for like 300 yards and 6 touchdowns in his first game, which after a while just seems cruel. But I just really like the look of the Cowboys. As I said, I know a couple of guys on it and they're great players. I think I have to go Cowboys.
See, I don't know who to guess. It's sort of like a coin flip for me. Like, it's like one of those ones you don't know which ones. You know what I mean? The only reason I'm going to pick the Mavericks is because they do kebab pizzas and I love it. And that's mad. I love a pizza. I love a good kebab pizza. I love somebody that feeds me after a game. You know what I mean? And that is that's probably the only way I'm going for this. And you know what I mean? The Mavs last 2 seasons had like 15 to 20 players, whatever it was, for the past 2 seasons. Now apparently they've got a good influx of players and a good few more backups sort of thing. So like, can you imagine the Mavericks playing but not playing both sides of the ball? Do you know what I mean? So I have to go Mavs. I just have to. Although that's the only reason. Pizza.
Go ahead,
Marcus.
I'm going Mavs as well. Basically just because they got a little special place in my heart, but also because I've never really seen too much come from the Cowboys, and I know they're a good side. As Matt was saying, you know, SBC sort of side team, but I'm going with the Mavs simply because I like them. You know, the first guys that'll knock you down the pitch and then help you back up, so a bunch of nice lads, so I'm going with the Mavs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cracking competition in the backfield in that game, because you've got the Cowboys, whose flag team was insane. They won the Emerald Bowl and they won both bowls this year in the flag football.
This is kidding.
Not 100% sure. I know, but it relates to their receiver core, doesn't it? No, am I wrong? Shut up.
Were you not a receiver for flag?
But
yeah, you were a receiver for flag.
I was the centre last year. I can't remember who played. I was class.
You were the fucking head coach and you don't even remember where you played?
It's fine.
Where am I putting myself in? Don't know.
But no, but then you've got Mavs. He also has the two Sims brothers, Brendan and Alex, who are both very good in the backfield. So I'm going to have to pick. I just like Mavs are a special player. It's my heart as well. That pizza and they're a great bunch of lads. They're sound.
Just fucking copying friggin' Mark.
Oh, well, there's
a special place in my heart.
Describe the
pizza. No, they're good lads. Alves, awesome fellas. Abby, this is your chance to go against us.
You've made it easy for me this time, Cowboys. Thank you.
Why?
Thank you. I don't know. You know when your heart and your soul just tell you something?
Yes.
I feel like I'm in tune with these things. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, we are all talking balls, so there you go.
Yeah. Our hearts and our minds are just saying, Cowboys.
It's in tune, chaps.
We're not, definitely not in tune because we're all picking differently.
No, I mean, no.
Oh, you and the Cowboys are in tune?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway, Eagles against the Razorbacks. Matthew, this is another one I can't wait to see the result of as well.
I've only seen the Eagles play once at that bowl game against the Giants last season. I know they've a very experienced coach, but I think I'm going to go with the Razorbacks based off of what I've seen against you guys in the first game. They are quite strong and their squad's ridiculously big, as you know. Some of the players that they have, like Big Stu, obviously won, but even players that they don't have this season, that it just the depth that they have is kind of ridiculous as well. So I'm going to go with the Razorbacks.
Peter?
Yeah, I think we've had, you know, obviously played Wexford, but I've had experience against them and stuff, and they're a great team. But I just really like the sort of direction Razorbacks have gone. Their team's massively grown, they're doing a lot to sort of promote the sport. And, yeah, haven't seen them play and haven't known some of their guys and some of their players. They've got some exceptional talent, so I just see them being hard to beat. So I'm going to go Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. I would love to go for the Razorbacks, but I have some insider information which Stu and obviously told us in the last whenever they were on the show that they have a house which it sleeps 30, did he say? Did he tell me it sleeps 30? You made it? Many was it?
10 bedrooms, maybe, not much or something like that. Something like that.
You might have. Whenever we had the Razorbacks on, were you here for that?
That's a third of their team sorted then.
Yeah. So they're going down the night before to sleep in this Airbnb. And you don't go down with 10 guys and not have a load of beers, lad. You know what I mean? And Stu Wiley's going to be one of them.
I don't know, Beckett will be in that house. Like, I reckon he'll have the whip cracked.
I don't know, Beckett likes to be here too. Like.
I was going to say, Beckett will be fond of the sauce too, I would say.
Beckett loves beer as well. Now, you know, don't you get fooled by that there. Hey, Beckett loves the beer. But yeah, I don't want to go against the Razorbacks. But that's the only thing that I, you know, it's one of them ones again, it's a coin flip. You know what I mean? I've got the Eagles high on my list as well this season. No, I'm going to go with the Razorbacks. Fluff it. Sorry. All that shite for nothing. But anyway, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going Razorbacks as well, mate. I can't see Tan not whipping them into shape for this game.
I'm glad that I was able to go different than used to this time.
Why do you think it's going to be the Eagles?
Tell him.
Just that, once again, I know that 10 of their, you know, couple of important players in that match and stuff, and I said this about the Trojans traveling down to Limerick, but that fucking journey down for the other 74,000 players they have is going to be awful. It doesn't matter. It's still a 4-hour journey, mate.
It's a 3-hour journey, man.
It's 3-hour journey. It's not even.
It's 3 hours to Corey High from Antrim. It's longer for you, man. You live miles away.
No, I live in Tim now. Well, just outside Tim, so.
Yeah. Jesus, hey.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Eagles.
Did you get your own wee house now, pal?
Yeah,
nice.
I'd invite you over.
Well, sorry. Good enough for your wedding, am I? And I'm good enough to go to your fucking house in Tim. Luffer. So you're going Eagles?
Yes, mate. Even though I love the Razorbacks, as you know. Great. Sound lads, as you say.
They're sound. They're sound, guys. That's it. Abatha?
Oh, I don't know in this one.
That's because you could have went against us if Rod had said Razorbacks.
Rod? Who's Rod?
No.
I definitely heard Rod.
Big Rod. Big Rod.
Oh, no, I've got to go Razorbacks.
What?
I was going to go Eagles, but I can't.
Why not? What's your reasoning?
There isn't reasoning. There's no, I don't have any. I'm not like established enough to know these things yet, so I just have to go with what my brain kind of tells me and what other people say. So.
I know, but you're listening to us. Like we're behind you in the.
Well, I'm more listening to Matt and Peter than you guys.
Oh wow! Okay.
So. No offense.
That was hurtful. That was straight for the jugular. That one. Well, that's us, gents. That's us. Well, that's us for another episode of Round the FA, guys. Matt, Peter, tell people anybody who wants to get in, play for the Giants, what's the crack? How do we get in contact with yous? All that carry on. Where yous be? Where yous play? Tell us all the info.
Yeah, training Armoy every Sunday, 10 o'clock. Stick up on Facebook, Instagram, we're on TikTok.
Oh, yous are on TikTok now too?
I'm pretty sure we got a TikTok account going. Nice. It's not as active, but it's there. We're building big TikTok things.
Oh, please make Matt do TikTok dances.
What kind of dance would you like, man?
Do the gritty.
Any, mate. Just
please,
any.
Gritty.
The gritty?
Yes.
I'll do the gritty, Matty.
Yes.
And get that on TikTok. Man, just, I will we'll share the now, shit out of that, man, for you.
Yeah. If any big play made by Matt, gritty hit. And it'll be
100%, mate. Get that gritty.
I'll get flagged for it, but I'll do it anyway.
Brilliant. Love it. Yes, so anybody that wants to get in contact and play for the Razorbacks, if you're in the Armoy area, give them a shout.
Hang on.
What did I say? Razorbacks?
Jesus, their squad is 7. He doesn't need any more.
Sorry. My apologies. If anyone wants to get in contact with the Causeway Giants, give them a shout on all their social medias. If you're in the Armoy area, give them a shout. They're a great bunch of lads. Except for Matt.
But I'm not in the Armoy area, so that's fine. It's okay.
He's in the Tomb area now. He moved. But gents, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. As always, it's always good crack talking to you guys. And good to see you, Matt, again. You know, and Peter, obviously. So we'll see you next week for another episode of Around the FA. See you later.
Cheers, guys. Bye.